is your lives.
You
can greet all your brethren, wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. The best is what you wish them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Friends, today too we've decided to sit down here. That we share as we do, we sit it down and we've rested. These situations always happen in the city of God. Jesus is in the master seat and the seats in Revelation 20 and them two have come from the basement, the center of the city. And
you'll
see that speak with God here to sit.
And they
standing happens in the city of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much. Now we've copied what is done in heaven. We do it on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We thank God for the good moment is added us. The days we are in is the latter days. And they are counting the fingertips.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
BC
spent 120 years. We right are now in 2,000 years only. Not even reach 10,000 years. That's why they are called the latter days. They are just days. We no more call them years. In the kingdom
BC.
Of God, 120,000 years in BC. We are just 2,000 years. We've no, when we reach 10,000, we shall not reach 10,000 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we want to use well these days. Everyone coming on this world. When they get chance to use well their days. And learn them use well these latter days. We are brought. And there are those who wait for us. In the Revelation chapter 6. From verses 9 to 11. Our brethren saints in the city of God. They said, how long will God take to judge those on the world? Now they counted even those in hell. But they are given white robes. And they told to go and rest. And they wait till the number of their brethren will finish. And now they just are waiting for we ourselves. Praise Jesus much. Now they are waiting for you. You causing time to be postponed, not to carry judgment with
you.
Yet they wanted judgment to be carried out.
Yet
they await us not to get destroyed.
And
always we tell them, wait for the number of your brethren is not finished. But indeed you are among those that number. That meant to go back to the kingdom of heaven. And that's why the Holy Spirit explains 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 8 to 10, that is not slow to bring in the end just as other things, but
he's
been patiently waiting for us, that none of us gets destroyed, but we repent totally.
And
he emphasizes 1 Corinthians 15:23. Every person is brought in their own time that they can align themselves. But they would have birthed us 4, 5 children to pull the end near. But they count, if they randomly bring all the generations once,
they were not
meant to destroy, they can get destroyed for the generation they have been birthed in. But they buy us time through the way they bring us. They bring you the generation of our fathers if they brought you in that.
You wouldn't
have accessed truth, for it wasn't preached then. All this was a gap to delay bringing on the world. It was a gap which was purposed. that you're brought in these days to meet when the gospel is there. And thank God so much. And he didn't birth you within Iraq. For even there are spirits there. They are all involving great programs. Or perhaps your spirit was to be birthed through Iraq or Iran. Wouldn't have seen of the gospel. Thank God for playing to bring us in Uganda. At least you've met the gospel there.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But their nations, and they don't preach the gospel there. And it's very hard to access even birthing you there. You're born to be known among those destined for destruction.
Their
nation, I don't request God to think they would have birthed me there. Even though they may seem to have much money, but I can't request that it be birthed me from there.
You
calculate people there don't get truth. How dare you buy birth in a curse like that?
You
think those nations have money and they are well off,
but they are
bad loft there in a
curse. Not get
gospel light of the word of birth in a curse.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
You're
birthed in the midst of a curse, even though you have how much money.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we thank God.
We are
born in a nation which is blessed. And the gospel is moving. And the gospel is preached. Even though it is having some bend, but at least you opt one moving bent than the one who has totally gotten bent themselves. Let me ask a question.
To
give you a child who never walks, and the one giving you walk bent, we go with who?
Though
the gospel is
broken,
at least, burnt with someone wrapped like a snake. And it's not gospel at all. The one bent a little. At least you're moving on. That's where you made the doctor to treat you. Even the treating of the one bent a little. Easier than the one totally wrapped and bent totally.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You know,
Africa or a nation like Uganda,
it's easy to
bring the gospel of truth and people pick it up. At least they've been in the gospel.
But
those never been in it, and you have to plan much about them.
You say, open the Bible,
they can't open it. Even others have never heard of it. Nations, people have never heard of the Bible.
So
they told them the Bible is a real curse. And they cannot read that book. But in all we thank God. God brought us in good seasons. And he planned for us. He planned these seasons for us. And we are blessed. Thank him much for having good thoughts on us. Indeed.
Though
you're born in an evil situation of the flesh. Don't mind of that.
There's
a good situation of the word of God. It gives you the light of the best. Now, though Africa has passed through much, anytime Africa sits down, and they think the way they have grown, and they eat potatoes, cassava, and the rest, and they sleep in mad houses, and their roads are very funny. At times they wonder what curse is on Africa. But you opt for that. For your brethren, science corrupted them much.
Yet
gospel of truth is not easy. If we get in the midst and the word is there, even our goods will be revealed. We hope to use them well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Praise God, brethren. I felt the Holy Spirit convict me to testify of that issue. Yesterday I was at my job flying my chapati, and the customer seemed not coming. I asked, what is this? I seemed weak in the flesh, but the Holy Spirit did one thing for me which pleased me. There is a white man who came. She was a girl. She came, I was even tired that chapatis were not there. She asked for chapati. I told her, can you wait for 10 minutes and make them?
She
said, ja kulinda. And she seemed to sit down. I began to make them. And God helped me, brother John. He began to help me on the charcoal stove. John was a very faithful man. And the white man told, come sit, woman told, come sit down here. And sat down.
Holy
Spirit told me to lighten up, bring the light. I fly chapati.
It
surprised me much. She told me she knows nothing of the Bible.
But
I try to show her on the tent of the chapati. I try to point on the image of a cherubim. She knew nothing. She says from Sweden, but they know nothing there. Now what the Spirit speaks is right. People out there, brethren, they don't know only think of the Bible. If they heard of the book, they said it's for the fools.
We
told them right from their infancy. And they don't have time for that. Others grow say, those things we are put to control people not be stubborn. Now it got beyond like that. But we thank God
that
we understand them. Understand the word of God. And you honor it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So come back on issue television and other programs.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
For
we know God is on the swift cloud. Everything is done, doing it hastily. We too want to learn, move with Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Today, what we want to look at. To believing to stay.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
Let's
accept to see that we see the works God does.
What
threatening which happens is this. Ever since we came here in 2016,
in December,
it was an 11th. Is it not that?
No.
We've met 2 years in this place. We've met them when? Today we are in what? 19th. We are in the 19th.
They
have passed something like 7 days.
We've
spent here like 2 years and 8 days.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
in those years we've spent in this place, God indeed is on the swift cloud. And there are things He does. We too fail to believe and to see them. He speaks things and they happen the exact. But we fail to look in that word. And we get strength enough to stand. Now we have to take the faith. And that we see the works God does. Not many people can discover those works. But if you can see the works God does,
it adds
more power to do more other works.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the time you're not revealed what God does,
reaches
the time He stops works He does in our midst.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And He first returns back to beat you. For that. And Jesus, you not understanding what He does for you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But when
you say,
after all have done good for you, and you forget me, and I will turn and beat you. After it does good and you can't see it, understand and to take it on. What
it
does is stops what he's been doing for you and he comes back with a whip.
And
if you don't understand what I do for you, let me beat you. Then you'll know it's me God who's been working for you. But how do you reach that level? Refusing to believe. You see the works of God is doing. Now think of his works he's doing. We've spent a little time here. We don't move door to door. We don't make adverts on the news. We don't have whites of the world. Isn't it that? We don't have any sponsor in the flesh. In the flesh. But we see all things move on. Can we accept if we get surprised? You know, if you are in the thing, you can get familiar of it. The one who comes here, they get surprised.
No,
and
he says,
we spent 2 years here. And they see what you use. And they see what you do. What you speak. The place we are in. Everything they see is beyond. If those years are two. Found you Sunday and on the extreme. Most of you have seen churches how they grow. Situations and phases they pass through. I don't prove you pass through those phases. I don't see any sign.
It proves
you pass through what your colleagues pass through. Other churches where they pass through. It's not where we've passed through.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yes,
we praise Jesus. If we can't open our eyes to
then
see, then it will turn come back to beat us.
They
open our eyes to see.
Bintu bingi byazayogera ngenda
kora cyo. Spoken many things. I've do this in this month and it does it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He's done many things. He's healed us. He's treated us. Now a demon who strangled us. Everything is there, but we accept to see it and to attach its worth on it. It has been hard our way. I'm to request you. Plan on programs of television and radio and
everything.
For loving to spread the truth. Let's accept first see the works God has first done in our
midst.
Then he will move on to more. Lest that he stops the works he's been doing. Turn to come back, beat us.
Yes, you
praise Jesus, man.
For
you may turn and come back to us.
Sin,
don't understand what is done.
It
comes to beat us. This time
he
doesn't beat that you've seen, but beats you for not seeing what he does.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Deuteronomy
29,
verse 1
to
5,
speaks with us on those issues like that. Deuteronomy
29,
from
verse 1. Obutasaako ndagaano gye yalagaana nabo ku Kolebu. Onyolo okubiri. Era Musa n'ayita Isirayiri yenna n'abagamba nti mwalaba byonna Mukama bye yakolera mu maaso gammwe mu nsi y'e Misiri eri Falaawo n'eri abaddu be bonna n'eri ensi yonna. Onyolo okusatu. Okema okulu amaaso go kwe gaalaba n'obubonero n'ebyamagero biri ebikulu. Onyolo okuna. Naye Mukama tabawadde mutima gwa kutegeera n'amaaso. Onyolo kuna. Naye Mukama tabawadde mutima gwa kutegeera n'amaaso ag'okulaba n'amatu ag'okuwulira ne leero. Onyolo kutaano. Nange nakamaze emyaka 40 na mbakulembera mu ddungu. Ebyambalo byammwe tebikaddiye ku mmwe n'engatto yo tekaddiye ku kigere kyo. Onyolo mukaaga. Temwalyanga ku mmere so temwanywanga ku mwenge newankubadde ekitamiiza. Mulioke mmanye nganze Mukama Katonda wa mwi.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Children of Israel moved with God for a long time.
The
problem to giving them an understanding heart and the eyes which see the works God was doing. The problem was a big problem. There are people who came from Egypt and spent 40 years in the way.
And
they
changed
their shoes that they had a company they buy them from, neither their clothing. But the problem which was, they could never get time to think of those things.
Because
we thought things were meant to be like that. Imagine you've come from Egypt
and
you have 10 years and you reach 30 years. The one who came from Egypt and they are 10 years and they spent 40 years on the way, they were 50 years.
But
shoes they came right from 10 years, they were putting them on to that time, the clothing, and they are clothing them, and they reached to enter and they slept. They left their shoes on the door and they came back clothed and they fitted them. 40 years. The question is, who changed their clothing? Their shoes. And who changed their clothing? Indeed, they just put their feet. Look at this. You wake up, you go put on your shoe.
But
clothed from the 10 years, you reached 50 years, you're clothing the same shoe. But have no time at all. Which says, but
the shoe I clothed
from 10 years, I'm 50 years, I'm clothing it. This is not seeing even. This was very dangerous.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
What do you think of that?
And
that time, if it was on you, for this day, you may have not gotten much wealth in the flesh. But God has much is prepared. Try to show you can that those are the least, the small, the things of finances. Among these,
we
need they are the least, the last. But we need God to first rebuke the devourer and takes him away from our way.
That
he rebukes those who have been destroying. That he purchases our bowels and he seems to have holes.
When
he breathes and he just puts in there and holes
us
in there, it will pass out and go. Imagine
he's
patched the pocket,
he's
meant to put money in there, and you tell him,
God
left us a long time before.
Say,
my child,
I've
been repairing your bag. That I put money, it can stand in there. I've been rebuking the devourer,
then
I be a business. But you tell me I've not worked at all. What do you think of that? Many of them complain. You ask God, what have you done? Perhaps he's done something you've not yet seen.
The
problem which happened to
Israel,
every day they grumble on him.
Yet
God kept on changing their shoes.
And moving
to change their clothing.
And
when they reached the
airport,
you tell him you left and brought us here to kill us.
Watched
in their midst, they couldn't see him. But Holy Spirit explained in Job, he said,
that works
on our right hand, we no more see him. It is threatening that his works is doing right now. And out of us come people saying,
that
man of television is much.
I don't
know why the apostle brought such a word.
And
some of you pass through and you discourage your other brethren. But don't forget, Deuteronomy is where he speaks. The person who argues against my words, I will choose them for arguing against my words.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When God will turn beat you,
God
refuse him believing what he speaks. With that,
heavy
to him, nothing fails on him.
God has been things
is done in our midst.
If
he wants to give us financing,
his
first rebuke the devourer,
gotten
patched our bags and pockets, and he moves on to proper there.
The winds
which have been blowing away financing has been taking him away.
At
this time he can bring,
and
these things stand. Yet in that exact time, we arise, tell him, God, we don't see you working. And
he
say, you child,
I've
just chased him.
I've
been patching your bags and put in there. And you tell him, I'm not working, you child.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What do you think of that word? Your child, you have been cursed. I washed off the curse from you, that I give you a blessing. But I lifted coming your way. And you tell me, God, you are a mean God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All this time you see us sit here, most of the things of television and radio. Like 1 month back, we entered the second month. All things he told us, he said, I'm forcing to bless you, but refuse to think of my works. Indeed, he's forcing us to bless us.
But
what surprises most? We pledge our little. Just as we have.
I
don't think we have much in this time. Not refuse to accept the little.
Sample
that he can bring those with much. Is it not that? Remember when we ended last Wednesday? They are there.
If
someone can put the television in place, think they were not there when we began. They were there. Wait till we first try ourselves. And he too patches our bugs. And rebukes the devourer. And he told us, those who watched over unrighteousness, let's align ourselves. Let's repent for his to rebuke those who watched over unrighteousness. And he will bless those who came. The new who are to do his work and watch over it. Hold us to be among the first. Problem we found with ourselves, the great things he does in our midst, we don't see them. We want to appear like the children of Israel, those who are in the journey. Yet he changed their clothing and their shoes, that they couldn't see that. Let us repeat that. Deuteronomy 29 from verse 1.
Mukama je yalagira Musa okulagana abana ba Isiraeli mu nsi ya Moab obutasaako ndagaano je yalagana nabo ku Kolebu. Onyolokubiri. Era Musa naita Isiraeli yenna n'abagamba nti, Mwala byonna mukama byakola amaaso gammwe ne mu nsi y'Emisiri eri Falawo n'eri abaddu be bonna n'eri ensi ye yonna. Onyolokusatu. Okema okukulu amaaso gammwe gweka amaaso go kwe galaba n'obubonero n'ebyamagero biri ebikulu. Onyolokuna. Naye Mukama tabawadde mutima gwakutegeera n'amaaso ag'okulaba n'amatu ag'okuwulira ne leero.
You heard the problem, which was the tests they saw them. God reached them the Red Sea, and he put them in a test.
alabo baba na mukiriza.
See whether they will believe him.
Munange ne bagwe chigezo.
And they fail with the test.
Na tuni wankubade bagwe chigezo.
Yes, so they fail with the test.
Yasigara ya kola weko ba ido bagere.
Make a way to make for them a way on earth.
Kubanga bana besalinga baka toroko kuve misi.
As they had escaped from Egypt.
Batambula batambula.
They begin moving.
Nabategenyanja.
And it trapped them the sea. Tested to see whether they can still believe him.
And
Moses, what is this you brought us in?
God
commanded us where there is no way. Is there a way you see here how it will pass? Moses moved to say, Lord,
people,
you've given them a big test. Where is the way here? And they saw God,
though he struck the Egyptians
and beat them. And what this is trapped them on the way. And they can't say what God looking from us to put this big thing before us. Imagine. We seem like
this
big thing before us. You put a television for me, I want it. I've seen him beat demons. Even in dreams you chase them.
You've
seen the healing
that
has put a big thing before us.
Before
us, he put the red sea, he tested them. They believe that too, he can take it away. He trapped the sea before them. He was able to show them another way. But led through the Red Sea. And they said, God has a problem. He's messed up Egyptians against. Our head is trapped. I say a thing very hard. He's messed up our enemies. Trapped and blocked all the way. Where are we going to run to?
And
you is out there standing between God and these people. It's you finding the problem. Apostle, you told us God creates a new generation
those
with the full knowledge, and that is to do all things. Why do you tell us make a television this time? You see the problem. He tested them. He made many things for them. In the others, he tested them. Own water which is bitter.
And
put it to be bitter. And they spoke much.
What
form of people are these?
It's
been working in the way where they've passed. I can heal this water and drink.
And the Lord
kill us.
We have
left us Egypt.
Who
brought us out for what?
For you
now with the new generation,
you
give testimony sometimes.
But
if you
there
meet a little problem in ahead of you,
and you speak plenty, God, your angels,
I called them, they did come.
And
you testify that they came. This time when they did come,
you
spoke plenty words.
But
malaria, a little comes.
Now God,
we've read you, but why
have
you left malaria my way?
Now,
we have to learn, get strengthened. That we believe God is there. And we see the works he does. Some things will put them there testing you.
Speak
all you find.
And you see, all long
he moved with a child who is senseless. Praise Jesus, brethren. I thank God for this opportunity
he
has given me. I have a question right there. I ask, I saw things God does on the children of Israel, taking them from Egypt to the point, read them here.
So,
Ask, why did they reach that point? All things as if they had been blotted from their heads. And
they
seen all things past. What problem were they having? That is my question. It's one thing here. Not thinking of God and His works.
We studied
that word last time.
This
is Sunday we studied that word. But it is so bad.
His
works and His ministers. And you forgot all the rest is done.
Cause
problem which has come in that time.
And
don't remember God has been around and is still there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. That
problem and blotted all the rest God had done.
If you
got a little problem, God is done in the way they no more remember.
But
if they could understand and to see,
for
he said they have eyes to see, but they never look and analyze. Even else to hear, but they can't understand.
Now
you may see something.
Have
no time to think of it to put in your heart. That's God's power is done. Even it will do another the next time. That is what happens.
And
when someone gets a problem,
they look at
the hand of God that time they can't see it. And they can never recap what God has been doing before. That's where the problem is.
He
told them Joshua 24, verses
19
and to 21, and he speaks this. Joshua 24 from verse 19.
Yesu anagamba abantu nti temuyinza kuweleza Mukama kubanga ye Katonda omutukuvu ye Katonda w'obuggya tasonyiwenga kwonoona kwammwe newankubadde ebibi byammwe onyolwabiri obanga munaalekanga Mukama nemuweerezanga bakatonda abajja n'alyoka akyuka n'abakola obubi n'abazikiriza ng'amaze okubakola obulungi.
You heard
what happens.
Katonda mutukuvu,
God is holy, wants us to serve Him while holy. He does good. If you don't understand what He does, He can turn and rather beat you. That's why you've heard Him say, then He will turn and beat you after He had done good to you before. God will rain manna to them, and they ate while happy, and He had given them. When it didn't come, they argued with Him. At times they passed those who ate meat. They said, Lord, stop giving us only manna. Why don't you give us of meat? Ask yourself. God feeds you 35 years. In the 35th year, that you reach 10 years in the desert, you
argue
with God, He's not given you meat. Why don't you just reason with Him? That Lord, I thank you
for
having given me all this long.
How
do you see when you change the meal for me? When you call us, reason with you.
This
one told God, you've wearied us with this your manner for many years you've given us. God got angered.
He
said, I'm going to give you real meat, and you will die laughing,
but
not understanding and not thinking the words God speaks. He said, give us that one. We die laughing. They wondered how was there to do it. You know, they gave them meat and it had death in it. They ate, rejoiced, and the one who laughed died, and he killed them.
The one who
gave them meat, it turned against them. Problem which is
his
one. When God has done what he's done, for
that,
then he can do beyond that.
Speak
some good, great things.
That you
speak of him words of weakness.
Doesn't
want any person who weakens him.
And say,
you shall first get strengthened
and
get courageous,
for
I am with you. I don't want things to weaken me
and
to get this made before me.
Gamba,
don't get dismayed. Need to know to get dismayed. You know, God, you reach a point you want to weaken him. And you think maybe he's equal to you.
When
God speaks great things, you need to speak great things. Why speak things which will weaken him? What is that?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
You
read that well in Joshua 1. Let's get back and see. God angered over Israelites on the way.
He
fought for them throughout
when
they went to spy the land.
He
came, said the men are very tall.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
The one not
they are so tall we cannot stand them.
God
so angered.
He speaks
powerful things. These speak things of weakening others.
Yanyiga.
He got angered.
And they
wanted to beat those who encouraged them, Joshua and Caleb.
They said
we shall be able to stand
the
men. Go away.
Men are taller than
us. We can't fight them.
God
began to kill them.
He
began to kill them.
And they said,
let's go in the battle now. Let's go.
And they said,
God is not with you. You're going to die in the battle. They attacked. They killed them on the front lines.
Remember,
when the great strength in the
game,
and let's go, God is with us. And God had gone and angered.
There's
no more going with them.
Now
you get careful. Accept, open your eyes
and
see what God does
and
get strengthened. When
he
speaks great things, when you speak great things,
he
told Joshua in Joshua 1 verse
7
to 10, and he says this.
Joshua 1
verse 7.
Nemalo okuddamu amaanyi n'okuguma ennyo omwoyo. Okwekumanga okukola ng'amateeka gonna bwe gali. Musa omweza wange ge yakulagira.
Katudeyo ku lwokutaano tegeera obulungi.
Yose sule soka onyira okutaano.
Joshua 1:5.
Tewalibeera muntu yenna aliyinza okuyimirira mu maaso go ennaku zonna ez'obulamu bwo. So nga bwe nabeeranga ne Musa.
He told him, no one is going to be able to stand overcome you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. All that God is ready to do it.
He
told Joshua first get strengthened and get courageous.
It was
condition which will enable God to stand with him.
If
God, Joshua will get weakened,
God
too will get withdraw his hands.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
He
was ready.
In
the calculation of God, Joshua was to win all his days.
He
wasn't to be overcome.
But
as the battle he fought as if he was to fail, yet they told him he has to overcome. What do you think of that word?
You
have to overcome all.
But
you reach a point
and they
are beating you, retreating you behind.
God,
he appears to.
What
he told me, he was deceiving me. He was deceiving me. Now you see,
they're
pushing me behind what?
But
you remember, he told you have to overcome. All your days of your life,
no guma wade ba kunyigo.
Though you seem to retreat, you say no. It has to be overcome. When you see the video, you get strengthened. I have to overcome. You will see me at that point. God told me that issue. When the child got sick, I felt getting dismayed, getting weakened. How will they get
sick?
And God asked them to get more sick. But the more they got sick, I got strengthened. Flight my heart every side. If they go, they will go to Jerusalem. If they heal them, glory to God. I fly it very well. I look at them. If you heal them, Lord, if you don't heal them, it's you, Lord. I applied the heart well. That's where victory was at that point.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Indeed, if we get strengthened, accept the works he does.
Though
a day like that, you don't despise it. And you know that one of the great things is following.
Told
you that I'll be with you. And you're going to overcome. But first, do me this.
Yeshua Isule Soka. Onyiro Mkaga.
Joshua 1, verse 6.
Onyiro Kutan.
Joshua 1, verse 6.
Damu amanyi gumo moyo. Kubanga goli basikiza abantu bano. Insije nalaira bajjajja baabwe okujiba wa. Onyiro Msambu. Nema lukuda mwa manye, noku gumenyo moyo. Okweku mango okola, ngama teka gonawe gali, muso mweleza wange, gea kula gira. Toche amanga okugalika kumukono ogwadjo, ni wankubado gwa kono. Olioko wewe nga omukisa, bulijono ogenda nga yonna. Onyoro mnana. Echitabo chine cha mateka, techive nga mkamuako. Na ye, onochilo oleza angamu, emisana nechilo. Olioko wewe kume nga okola, nga yonna. Bwebili ebya wandikibwamu. Kubanga bonote lezanga botyo ekubolyo. Era bono webanga omukisa botyo. Onyolo omwenda. Sinze nkulagidde. Damu amanyi gumo moyo. Totyanga. So tewekanganga. Kubanga mukama katonda wo ali naawe bulijjo n'ogenda nga yonna. Onyolo kumi. Yusa n'alyoka alagira abami b'abantu. Nayogera nti. Onyole kumi na ulumu. Mwite wakati mulusisira. Mulagira abantu na mwogera anti. Mwete kiri. Emmere. Kubanga enaku esatu. Na tezina ita. Mugendo kusomoka omugaguno. Yoldani.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
Ya mugamba totianga.
He told him, fear not.
Nange nduwa muna awe.
He too, I am with you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now we shouldn't get dismayed. Joshua had seen many things God did. And moved with the Egyptians from Egypt. He remembered them. Remembered all commands. And he knew God is present.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is to help us much. If we accept,
if we
open our spiritual eyes and the physical and our ears to see and to hear and see what Wax is doing on the swift cloud as God.
I've
never seen a ministry of 2 years and it is like this as we are here. I have not. Where have you ever seen it? And it's nothing that this is the sponsor in it. But God is the one in our midst. You too, where you get money to do all. When you look to yourself, you may see as if you don't have it. You wonder how it's joined up. Our brethren, you got lost a little. When you came back, how do you do these things? You gave him a microphone to tell us. How did he see things? For a little moment he left. Praise the word of the Lord, brethren. I'm Apostle Tom.
Sempereza. Soko kubaza Katonda.
I first thank God.
Tiyade nabula muko.
Though I disappeared.
Naye abasobozesa ne musigalawo ne mukolo omulimu gwe.
But he enabled you to remain to his work.
Ekitiibwa n'ettendo mbimuddiza.
Glory and honor I give them back to him.
Naye we nali siriwo wonna.
When I wasn't in the time I wasn't here.
We nsoboledde okudda.
With time I came back.
Natuka ne ngamba.
I reached I said.
Oba mutumona naye bweru eyo abantu abamuwa support.
Apostle has support and sponsorship from abroad.
Kubanga natunula nembala abalamu nga ndaba.
Looked, counted the worth. I didn't see where money comes from. I've been speaking to someone today. I told him I've not been pursuing for some time.
Let
me go for fellowship. There's a meeting for television.
He
told him the ministry spent 2 years. But you say you have a television by April. He said you have another sponsor. He said that your apostle
has
another source of money he doesn't tell you. But I remembered.
We
came and we are raising things before. Didn't see man and had it. But we saw things being done from among ourselves. Now I thank God for you can do them.
Amen. God
is there, he does them.
Because
you see him that he is working. One of what will open people's eyes that indeed is there working when you put in place that television.
And
in that time it will be there.
You know,
I fear nothing, that is what I feel in me.
I
don't know what you think in you. When we spoke in that, what did you think in yourself? Everyone went back, ears itching them. Everyone thought their own. And they say, in which month? In April? What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4 months? Where does he get strength to speak such things? You know we are here in the July when it was to finish.
He
said August you'll have the car here. If it happened. Yes.
It
happened. Is it not there? Ask you raise how much for that. It was of 40 millions. You think money is not there? We have the money. We have to believe the treasure. How dare God give us treasure of knowledge?
The greatest
treasure
this little
wealth of the world and we fail on it. Okay. According to the promises of God,
ever
since he said in the April, according to those who play,
and
those who speak, you still get this mate. Pastor, when God spoke that, did he tell you you're going to meet those people? Why do you think you met them? Praise him, the Lord. He God when he speaks. He's not the son of man. That he changed his thoughts. And he spoke. Isaiah 55. Everything. He sent. It will return
when
every word he speaketh. It will not return void. It
returns
when it's accomplished its
purpose.
When hear apostles speak with boldness.
It doesn't
doubt the word of God. God is not the son of man.
That
spoken today this, tomorrow he will change to speak another. Me too, I'm strong. When
an
apostle called me, he told me, God showed him, I'm going to make a television. What came to me? I began to count the what I am. I laughed to myself.
Said,
how can I make this television?
Kumbe,
yet, God makes a way where there's no way. God moved on.
ngate mekuba batali ki
mwewe where there's no way
kubo kubange chigambo chitakola ki
what
tachi chusa chusa
it doesn't change it
nze naguma
me I expected
ndo singa na abo luganda
bana I met these brethren
ngasema nyiti ndi basenga
I didn't know ever meet them
bali kubilala nyo
they were on other things
nate chavam
but what came out and we hear.
Never Zakaton.
I thank God.
When
he speaks,
atukiriza.
He fulfills.
Ate.
And
we
shouldn't get discouraged. For he's going to
work.
When he shall walk, he has to walk.
Wagulao.
When he opens,
Eriagalao.
No one shuts.
Amen.
God is good and faithful.
Me,
I will never fear in his word.
Though
so he will speak it in darkness, there is going to be light. I will wait for it to shine.
And
I'll speak it shining. It's going to shine.
And people say
this darkness alone,
it's
wait, light is coming.
No,
total darkness. And he say in the air,
light
is about to shine. You say it's about to shine. You proclaim it out.
Say
when he speaks in darkness, go on the mountain top.
You
tell them,
he
said this.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Even if I'm
seated here this time,
and
he tells me we buy this village tomorrow, I'm going to speak that.
He has
said we buy the village tomorrow. I speak it.
I can't
fear
maybe
when I left here at home. But if
he
speaks it this time, I hear it
that
tomorrow
I tell you
tomorrow we are by here the entire village. I will not ask him.
You're
going to do it now,
for
he has much authority.
Amen.
And when he speaks it, I'm like Prophet Elisha. That tomorrow,
the
deal of portion is to be this.
You refuse to believe,
you'll say it but not eat of it.
That
spoken of God is finished. Maybe you too
have a way you don't know
your God.
Have a
way you doubt him.
Some of you
doubt God.
Though
you seem believing him.
But
there are points you doubt him. I refuse that in my soul.
Even
in my heart, I just
it
no doubting God.
He
told me the world is filled with knowledge. I told him you have spoken, O God. The world must be filled with knowledge.
Most things
impossible to fill knowledge. It will be filled with knowledge.
Whether
you don't see the way of the Lord, I remain
singing
in the darkness and it is there. In the darkness, light will shine in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I
don't think of things of fear. But what I avoid is one thing. Being mere in God's in the words of power. In me, I speak words of weakness. It's so bad to be near a servant of God and you are the one speaking things discouraging others. You draw close to the word. You are weak and you're not fulfilled. It too makes you more sick. For
instance,
some of us when we go to commune and
we're
not right, we get sick, we weaken, even others die.
It's
good you draw close
in
the word of God.
You
complete and you fulfill it.
When he speaks
it and you as you contend with it, you get weakness in you.
Weakness
past your body, you get sick
all
through your work. Get this
message
and the earning angels of provision, you chase them. For weakening in the word of God. He speaks great things.
You
speak things of weakness. He said, let me strike you.
And
you see things of weakness you speak and they happen on you.
Now,
what I request you is one thing. When we draw close to hear the word of God, let's believe always. Everything he teaches us from his word. As he speaks it, it's like that. And it's meant to be that. He says some when we come to the word, even others they close to ministers
and
contrary. Speak contrary words to what God tells us. We end up get sick.
Aaron
together with Miriam,
they
to Moses spoke words on him.
They
did not analyze them.
They
ended being out of the camp to be healed.
Just
come out to speak just
words
you don't understand
well. We
not gotten light of word on.
And
you just speak them.
Now,
because of that, he told us
when
we draw unto the word.
That's
what he tells us draw close to is his word.
He
tells us draw to his word.
Blood.
We draw to the Holy Spirit.
And
we draw to hear that word. If we are not right, some of us get sick, others get so weak.
So
now we don't want to be like that.
That
most of us will be poor and the others sick and the others not with
strength
and others just them go die from out there. You know where it's reached? This work is not to be weakened. You want to weaken it? It's you they will weaken.
You
will even chase you. And the chasing will be you will amaze you.
You
will stumble over a very small thing and you run quick.
He
himself becomes a stumbling block. He said to the Jews is a stumbling block.
He
himself can become a stumbling block. Just as you when we've not chased you. And he takes away all the love of the brethren.
Everyone
see you, they see you a curse.
Or
you see you are a curse before them. And you chase yourself
before
you dismay the work of God. And you draw close and you are not worthy. You are
urgent
over what ministers God has put before you, what they speak. Yet they are not their own words.
For
they don't speak what they want. But what God wants.
Spoke
this in 1 Corinthians 11.
Abakolise ekisoka esule 11.
Onyurabirimomukaga. 1 Corinthians 11 from verse 26.
Kubanga buli munalyanga ku mugati guno nere munanyanga ku kikompi munayo lesanga okufa kwa mukama waffe okutusa lwalijja. Abirimomusanvu. Kyanavanga azza omusango gw'omubiri n'omusaayi gwa mukama waffe buli analyanga ku mugati oba ananywanga ku kikompi kya mukama waffe nga tasaanidde.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What work okusembera?
There is this drawing close
when
we commune to eat bread and to drink of the blood of Jesus. That sign, anytime we eat bread, we eat the body of Christ, we eat the word. When he explained in John 6, he said, eat my body and drink my blood, then you will live. Explaining
in
verse 63, all the words I've told you, it is the spirit and the life. He told them, it's true, to draw close to the body
on
the bread,
it
means the words of Christ.
And
drawing to his blood, draw to drink of the Holy Spirit. But he said,
some
when draw close and we're not worthy, we commit a case.
You
draw to the word of God
and
you argue against it. You draw close on the words he speaks in the spirit, yet you contend with them. After contending with them, what follows? First getting weakened, getting sick, and others die. You find yourself, if you are not blessed, no matter we pray, we waste time. We pray for your work, yet they can move on. We pray for you for healing, you don't get healed. You move on, get sick. Yet if you contend with the words of God, tell you, don't even waste time to contend with the word of God.
Yet
on the other side, you claim to be living. That is called hypocrisy. You contend with the words of the kingdom of God, and you end up getting sick. You draw close, you're not worthy with the words.
Let's read verse
28. Verse Corinthians 11:28.
Nayo omuntu yekeberinga yekka aliokalienga ku mugati bwatyo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nayo omuntu,
but a person
yekeberinga yekka
should check up themselves, examine themselves,
aliokalienga ku mugati bwatyo,
and then they eat of the bread.
But ogera ku mugati okutogera ku mugati gw'ekigambo
kya Katonda. Of the bread, we speak of the bread of the word of God.
Wanga tumanyi wali bawenja ne nyoto.
For we know there will be famine and thirsty.
Henga siya kulya mbere
yabo. But not for eating food.
Wabula kuulira kigambo kya Katonda.
And hearing the word of God.
Kati mukama afu okujayo mugati n'amenya.
Jesus to bring out bread breaking.
Yali atulaga ye ekigambo kya Katonda.
He was showing us he the word of God. And to give us of his blood, the water and the spirit, the way we are drunk on the Holy Spirit, on the same well. But when we draw close and we're not worthy, and we hold doubts in us, we are content with the word, where we end is getting sick, getting weak, and others dying. If you
near
close to the minister, you get very careful. For some of us, we call it familiarity. To reach that, what is told, you don't honor it. And you don't think. What comes you near the minister? You are the one poor. You are sick of sickness. You
pray
that we won't get healed. And you wonder. Those sleep in the pastor's house, they move with him. How come they don't settle? And you may be the one near there. But you tell him, pray for me, you failed on that. We move with him. Anointing flows. God moves his right hand
where
there is hand of Moses with the right hand. You reach a point you get familiar and you're just there like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
let's accept the word of God, then we see what he does. First Corinthians
11:29. Kubanga alia era anywa alia era anywa musango gwe ye. Bwatawulira bwatayawula mubiri onyolwa satu.
Bidimu okwawula mubiri.
It involves discerning the body. Is this the word of God? This is for people, human beings. Verse
30.
You hear what happens? When we draw close, let's discern that those words, they are of a human being. We have been just speaking. But this one, it's the word of God. I think of doing it. But the problem is right there. Discerning the body.
That
time I've been drawing close to the body of the Lord Jesus. That is the word. These are the words of Jesus.
Now,
when I met the minister, I've been speaking usual. The problem already arrived. To flesh this time, I am on the body of Christ, the word of God. I am eating. Even this, these are the usual words. You have to learn the sun separate those two. Whether your husband, your wife, if you're speaking out, have the way you open your spiritual ears, discern whether you're speaking or you speak your normal talk as married.
For
it may be Lord God, and you don't hear him, and you make contentions. In your home, you're weak. It's you getting sick. Others even die. Being out there, we don't discern the body. We don't discern the word of God.
In
our usual words we speak.
When
it reaches that
situation,
mostly the married,
there
is a serious battle to discern the Lord. You may speak through your wife. If you no more hear him,
this
is the wife I married. What they speaking?
Oh, yeah.
You say, that is the husband.
My
husband has been speaking.
Can
you open your ears? And you hear the Lord?
But
it's good we unclothe the body.
And
let's be careful, brethren.
One
comes to you as counseling from the Lord, and you tell them very well, and they reach the door and they are going to do their own things. You've gotten poor for those things. You've not been blessed over those words. Yet you
are
prayed for every time. God kept us, demons no more attack us. He said people like this, if I open more blessings for them, will I ever see them again? Our brethren who were like that,
but
we are not able to remember God. Let us be careful in that word. If you hear, you will not be able to handle words they have brought out. You move out, get a place, go repent for yourself.
Oh,
I don't know what will be next to you after arguing over words that will be impossible. That television will not be there. Even brethren among you, they have reported
it.
You move speak to others. Seasons of television are not due. Apostle is just rushing. The question is the minute there. Did you plan this ministry in this season? Was it a quick rush? Did I rush for that?
You
think even the car, you say, I'm so rushed. 1 year. The car has arrived. This apostle. He wants to reach on the level high, quick. What is that you are thinking, my brethren? You know when you ate that yams which have those hard yams. You grew retarded. You think we too we are to grow as you grew in those ministries?
Everything
is quick. Brethren, is this fine?
I could handle so much.
Grow gradually when you go wise quick.
Ruachi katugwe gwengogezi wa devil.
Why have you gotten wise quick?
Atugwe yagara.
And now you want.
Kai kakati yagara mvuge ko okanda.
Want me drive ride a motorcycle?
Abambaru kale mulabiko kuba mugamba. Yani vuze gari.
Would have ridden a bicycle.
Yabuka madara rabuke gari.
Skipped levels from bicycle, motorcycle to a car.
I didn't have a motor and
small cars. The old cars.
And
the smoke is out of it. He's breathed smoke. And he leaves his dirt in the entire
world.
And he knows he's moved levels. You see, as if I skipped levels.
There are
no levels I've ever skipped.
I've many years
footing. Even you cannot tell people
full knowledge of God.
And they call you, who is your pastor? And you bring him. And they begin to lower him like that. Even yourself. As he arrives,
he comes with
a motorcycle with smoke off it.
Apostle
will come here now.
Do you
feel much strength in that?
Before
you had strength,
for the
knowledge, you
know,
he has knowledge. But those you explain,
there are
things you have to first see. Now today, you too, when you branch, you see we've branched. You say yes. He has arrived. They are first seeing this. Now they are going to see the lights.
Now we can
you too, you feel good in that. I don't know.
Africans
and eating hard yam to grow gradual. You have to take it out of that mind. Most I think, if you came and there was tents here, we had put papyrus around, and
they
had funny iron sheets bent. Look at the other. They would have said, what are they on? Look at him. You wouldn't have stood that. You would have said, who comes in this place? That situation is
worst.
How can he bring knowledge, put us in a dirty place? How would we have spoken knowledge?
And
the place we are in is not clear. Now you speak and you are bold.
You
look at
your
brethren, come to your place.
You see
knowledge are beyond here. You too, you are bold, let them come.
And
when they arrive, the place will strike them with
awe.
When they'll hear the light of knowledge. And the other, imagine you brought your people, you tell them apostle is about to come, you see him as they are there, is joking like that, he's riding a bicycle. He's branching to your place. I bring the stud, park it there. You too, you can't be happy at all. Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm pastor. I thank God because of this word. Because God has had mercy on us. Because me too, when he spoke of the motorcycle, the by the Holy Spirit. I spoke of my motorcycle home. I'm imagining myself sit on it. Me too, I no more fit on it. I look the one to even give it out. I'm not supporting anyone. But the thoughts we have as children of men, they are so dead. If you share with the brethren, you see that apostle left us long. Yet in the word of God, we boost in that. But God have mercy on us. Many brethren speak things weakening. And he said, indeed, apostle, he's left miles as far behind. Now you are a child. Your father's bought a car home. And he said, he would have first bought for me. And you get so angered indeed. And you say, how can the father leave us these miles? If we are in the world, we spoke like that. Now imagine, your apostle is the last. You know, one day, we were coming from school. And we came moving with our teacher on foot. And we met other students from other schools. One day we began to abuse each other. And he scorned and abused us. Our teacher has not even like a bicycle.
We
beat them for telling us such a word.
But anger
caught us, we felt jealousy. Their teachers were driving themselves. But when they abused us, abused our teacher not driving, they are footing every day with us. You felt anger. We beat them, but indeed, we beat them. It was jealousy and anger. But what they told us was shameful. And they could have raised the bicycle for the teacher.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in that word, I don't know your thoughts, but we are building the work of God. And even if a car, you've not seen there written on inner man. Have you seen Apostle Ronald car? Yeah. What is on there? Is it me, the entire new generation? I see all of you. I meet you. You sit in there. Go try sit in the car of one pastor out there. Even touching it,
Brother Noah
was telling me things. There was the car at his lordship's place. Touching it, you not accepted anointing on it was another.
Yet,
imagine got money from those people themselves.
Yet,
not accepted touch it. Anointing on it was different. But
they
told us this guy broke down in the garage. Money lenders took it away from him. I think anointing didn't work on them. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm name and voice.
Musumba Muchibi.
Pastor Muchibi.
Umbulizi w'enjiri. Evangelist
and the prophet.
Tuwebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Na yate tunakuwala.
Yet we grieve.
Oruaba abato n'abalowoozo obulala.
For the few who think else.
Mubutufu mwandi tuyambye ne mutalowooza bwe
mutyo. Indeed, you have helped us don't think like that.
Abasinga bote bayinza kumanya.
Most cannot know.
Sala zetu sababu tuba jetu umulira.
Prayers we pray when we rest from where we rest.
Edano kuyayana kwe mitima japewe kuba.
And now the hands were at her.
Tufubo kukua tebilo uzo vya katonda.
We try to hold the thoughts of God.
Katu David zama kuba gatu soko kono neka.
Repair ways first corrupted.
Na ya taba singa kufe tulo uzo vlala.
Most of us think else.
Netogera oba netandiko kumara mwa amanyo.
And we speak and then weaken others.
China kuwaza.
It grieves me.
Mama anganzala mubiri.
My mom physically.
Yeyanso kamubulokozi.
Was first in salvation.
Na ambu ulire njiri nendo koka.
Preached to me, I got saved.
Katonda zanya ambabu hati mpola.
God's been helping me like that gradually.
Na muso kukusinka na mazima.
I met truth before her.
Benagenda yoku mwenye nyola.
When I went back to explain her.
Inabu Luganda benajia wano.
Their brethren I took from here.
Yambu ze chivuzo chimu.
She asked me one question.
Okumanya toku ulide.
We've heard the knowledge.
Na magezi manji.
Even much wisdom.
Nechiche muli na wo okuga kuma.
You have to keep it.
Bonafe natu veno tujeje muli.
We all come from here. Come to you.
Temuina won't take a take.
Don't you have a preparation?
Inza kutuyamba.
Which can help us.
Otio Owoluganda Babanga Ali Guru.
If your brethren is in Golo.
Anali nyabuli wasando babuli unakwa jezana.
They come every day to Zana.
So chasigaze banja kumutima.
It remained an obligation on the heart.
Ninyongero kukaberi katonda.
Cry to God.
Nemugamba mukama atutelewe kubo.
Lord put away for us.
Twagezako kumunyo nyole via Facebook.
Try to explain on Facebook.
WhatsApp nebidala.
WhatsApp and the other media.
Nete bali na smartphone.
But they had no smartphone.
Iranga
and the access was hard.
So bali na waka radio.
Or they had a radio.
The access hiyo kaje bali na.
The access alone they had.
Katika tonda baba atujide.
If God has come for us.
Na tugoloko sokolo mulimu.
And walk us through this world.
Zikusanze gwe.
What unto you?
Bobanga atolo uzo kumalamu bumaza
amanyi. If you think to this courage.
Fetuli ba twali basumba.
We were pastors.
Abasangibwa already nga tulina ebibiina.
We were met with congregation.
Ebigambo byetwa abagamba.
The words we told them.
Abamu kumwe muli bajulirwa.
Some of you are witnesses.
Abasinga wetwasinkanira amazima.
Most when we met truth.
Bali bamenyeke emitima nga bagenda.
God had broken and left.
Abalalanga bagwamu amanyi.
Others that weekend.
Abalalanga twababuliza ddala.
Others we made them lost.
Era omwoyo adda n'akulumiriza olw'ebigambo.
And the spirit come back convict you.
N'osaba okusaasirwa.
And you ask for mercy.
Omukisa gwe tulina
the opportunity and blessing we have is one. Some we don't know where they even are. But we think by God. When we put television there. When the gospel will move on. God will call our hearts.
Era katonda nawonya ebiwundu byaffe.
God heal our wounds.
So chigambo kya naku.
Now it's a sad word.
Chigambo kya ntisa.
It's a threatening word.
Okubeera Sanbalati ne Tobia.
To beat Tobiah and Sanbalat.
Kumulembe gwa Nehemiah okuzimba ekibuga.
Era of Nehemiah building the wall.
Chino si kyaffe nakola linya banaye.
This is not for us and make a name.
Bobo yogera bwotyo.
If you speak that.
Zikusange gwewe kamo butu.
It will be war unto you alone.
Kubanga otumala mwama.
For you weaken us.
Twandikoze byetwagala ebirala.
We would have done other things we want.
Ne katonda tumu.
But we thank God.
Atuteredewe ebintu muli kintu mu biro byacho.
Things each in its seasons.
Era okutambula ku obuweereza.
In the moving of the ministry.
Kutuwa okwenyumiririzamu.
Gives us a boosting.
Mu butufu mutume tatuyisizanga ate fetwa abayisa.
Paul was not treated us as we treated you.
Fetwa abayisanga bubi.
We treated you badly.
Era naffe batuyisanga bubi.
In which we are treated badly.
Nefe, but we see Zaburu.
But they treated us well.
Mubutufu tuine dembe.
Did we have liberty?
Petwa janga tetumanyi.
We came knowing nothing.
Mutuma tuwa dechi. Satu wele za jemuli.
Even as grace minister your way.
Tatufude. Yandi tunyigiriza naga. Beba na ababa fumanga.
Would have praised that this abused you.
Era ababa limbanga.
And who deceived you.
Nembutufu yatuwa niliza.
But he welcomed us.
Na atusembeza.
And he drew close.
Na atuanjula jemuli.
Introduced us to you.
Nemutu kiliza.
And you accepted us.
Na yate.
But again.
Duwacha atefe. Tuchu ukato kutegia ebikonga.
Why do we turn put stumbling to those coming?
So Mukama trusts your rebel always
ever. God have mercy on us on evil thoughts.
Nayazemu amanye mikono ejibadde jiragaya.
Encourage those weak hands.
Nama vivya gagujumira ganyweze.
Paul needs to strengthen them.
Mukama bawo mukisa.
God bless you.
Yes, you are.
Praise Jesus.
Twagalo kufunza funza olwobudde.
We want to summarize because of time.
Yes, you are.
Praise Jesus much.
Tukirize.
Let's accept. And James is still small. We fight, God raise him, spread the world.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Ask this
to Amos 7.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke this.
Let's
read from verse 1.
Amos 7.
Amos 7.
Amos 7 from verse 1.
Bwatyo
Mukama Katonda bwe yandaga
Era laba yabumba enzige yabumba enzige ebimelelezi ngabitanudde okumera. Era laba byali bimelezi okukungula kwa kabaka nga kuwedde. Kunyolo kubiri awo lwatuuka bwe zaamala okulya omuddo ogw'omu nsi ne ndyoka njogera nti, ayi Mukama Katonda, sonyiwa nkwegayiridde. Yakobo anayimirira atya kubanga mutono?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Omanyi wabadde emmererezi.
You know there have been things sprouting out.
When tubiryawo nga biringa bimererezi njiri njiri zimeruka meruka.
Sprouting gospels everywhere sprouting out. But that sprouting which is not involving planting real foundations. You know that sprouting, something which sprouts. Something sprouting itself, no one has planted it. It's very hard to even plant deep in the ground. Even its fruits are very few. But he said, Lord have mercy. Jacob grow for his small? Will he stand when he's small? Indeed, in this time, we are not so many. We are very few. But God accepts. Be with us on our side. That we shall be glorified either. We are to be known immediately. But our being known is through the light of knowledge. But imagine
we have
that light in our house. Most don't know of it outside. Yet don't would have wished to have it. But it's one way. We are hindering to take quick light in out.
A way of communicating.
Where we shall communicate with people outside. Let's read verse 3.
Amos 7:3. Mukama nejusa orecho. Techiri vao bayugira Mukama. Onyorokuna. Batyo Mukama Katonda buyandaga. Kale laba. Mukama Katonda naita abantu okuwakana n'omuliro. Negocha obuziba obunene era gwandimazeewo n'olukalu. Onyolokutaano. Awo ne ndyoka njogera nti, ayi Mukama Katonda, lekawo nkwegayiridde. Yakobo anayinza atya okuyimirira kubanga mutono? Onyolomukaaga. Awo Mukama nejjusa ekyo era n'ekyo tekiribaawo, bayogera Mukama Katonda. Onyolomusanvu. Bwatyo bwe yandaga, kale laba Mukama nayimirira ku mabbali g'ekisenge ekyazimbibwa n'omugwa ogugera era ng'akutte omugwa ogugerera mu mukono gwe. Onyolo munaana. Amukama n'angamba nti, Amosi olaba ki? Ne ngamba nti, omugwa ogugera. Amukama n'ayogera nti, laba nditeeka omugwa ogugera wakati w'abantu bange Isirayiri, siribayitako nate lwakubiri. Onyolo omwenda. N'ebifo ebigulumivu ebya Isaaka birirekebwawo, n'ebifo ebitukuvu ebya Isirayiri birizisibwa. Era ndigolokokera ku nnyumba ya Yerobowaamu n'ekitala. Onyolekumi.
Yes, you was born.
Praise Jesus.
So Mukama okugezaako okuyimiriza Yakobo yali omutono.
Go to try to make Jacob stand who was small.
Yalina okugyawo abamu ku abaali bayimiridde.
Had to take away some who had stood.
Naye nga bayimiridde mu butali butuukirivu.
Yet they stood in the unrighteousness.
Obanga beefudde abatukuvu.
God had made themselves holy. In this time,
according to
how things are in Uganda, mostly of the gospel, God cuts off those who have been known as big. They have wreaked confusions among themselves. And if light comes out right now, they may not remain with any person.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
According
how you know it yourself. All those God has prepared them for us.
For
he knew those people will not benefit his people. And he left them those confusions.
Yes,
praise Jesus, my
God.
This one abuses and the other abuses back.
He said,
I've prepared for you, come out.
Yet,
instead we say we are small. All the others are ours.
Those people you see gathering out there, all of them are ours. Now you say they have finished them. Yet they have gathered them for you. It's what you don't yet realize that's the problem you hold. You say that person has many people. Where and who are we going to preach to? All those they have gathered are ours.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
there is where he speaks. Those will gather and you will take.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Them gather. Teach them some
giving
offerings like those. When we shall arrive,
and
we teach them others have been just telling them to them. And you teach them how they use them. God, I thank God for that. Those people are out there. They have gathered them for us. Each one of you came from somewhere.
Me,
I believe God gathered for you, for me, from there. Don't fear. And you say now, the other took these people.
And
not, therefore, he has nothing to give them.
You
fail to sit in the councils of God's words that they get more
relationship
and they have what to give those people.
God
given us plenty of the word.
It's
not finishing every time. We shall study a couple of years.
Yet
revelation is not finished.
That
go back from what we began from, but we just moving on.
Even
us enough to prepare those people.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
know, people gather in synagogue and it's no revelation. There's nothing moving on. No adding understanding. But here is what has brought them. And they go back empty. Imagine when they will discover that indeed there there is food.
All
then you'll see them, you have no space to put them. That is what I see. It's what God showed. And I believe them to gather.
And
have no great jealous on them
for
having those people. What angers me, one is giving them poison.
Teaching
them hatred and not forgiving.
Okuyombagana
n'okuvumagana. Borrowing, fighting, abusing each other. But gathering, they have done the works. Thanks them so much. Thank them for gathering. That we thank God for it. They have gathered for us.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. After the evil will gather, and when the righteous will come, will take over. Thank them so much.
We
show that born agains have televisions.
We
too, ours will connect on. Another television
born again has come.
Let's hear of that.
When
they will hear, they'll never tune else.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
You
know, in eras past, we had no televisions of born again.
Someone
waste time till
they don't have
television.
But
thanks for advertising that born again have televisions. Even ours will connect on.
And
let's tune on the new television of born again. When they tune on the new one. Everyone will speak
with
another. What which begun.
Chigambo.
What? You tune on and hear. Me too. You too hear him. You know, we have a mindset in Africa which is not right. One African man, I don't know whether it's you or me, he had a thought saying, when puts the shop in the city alone, he will make plenty of money. Yet he conned himself. When shops are many, and you make the best, there is a competition.
And in the economic laws, the more you are many shops, demands of people increase. It is hot. May I fear nothing?
The
television is big many. Maybe even religions or beliefs. May I think, let's release the best.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's release
the best and see the demand for it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Was a
very hard man thinking like that.
How
could this tale of chapati yours alone be in place?
Leave
them be plenty. Do make the best chapati.
They get
difference between yours and of the others.
You know,
people yearn with market rich variety of goods, that they will choose out the best for themselves.
Now
leave the gospels be in place. We
too
come with the best. May I think like that? What do you think yourself? The thought, I wait for it. God bless you. As you plan for our brethren, we have 10 minutes. We want your suggestions. We first give.
But we have this TV.
Then we brought television money, pledge,
tithes,
offerings.
Let's
prepare them together. But as we told you, if it was pledge for television, when you've brought and God passed you somewhere to reach it here, and you feel you want to speak with us in coming here, you remain behind. Speak with us. You may say, friends,
I brought this
man, but I did not I could handle it.
Satan
tempted me, but I fought with him till I have reached it.
Let's
tithe the offerings, pledgings, and the rest,
those
we brought for television. Let us thank the Lord. Father who is good,
we glorify
you, give you glory and honor.
We hear
like Isaiah 1:18,
we
reason with you.
And
God, we are here
as
Matthew 18:19,
and 19,
people will sit on earth
and
they agree on something. Father, you will do it.
We
gathered here as Jesus says that two, three will gather for his sake. You will be there. And we believe
the
Holy Spirit is in our midst. And for his sake, Lord, and the Son,
he heard what we've
resolved.
And
that's what we agree on.
God's
Son in this world, filling the world with knowledge and his glory. And
we
prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus,
and
to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness and the kingdom of heaven. As the nation calls,
and
you see to move to
TV,
concern television,
radio,
and things like those.
We ask,
accept as Lord,
Lord,
as we've risen, and do like that.
See,
we've come with the tithe and the offering. We've come, Lord,
with
blessings different for us.
We're fulfilling
your work. For we know, Malachi 3, verses 8-12, he says that
you
bring the tithe and the offering
in
the house,
we don't
lack food. Oh God,
tuli nyumba yo
gaba kolise
kisoka 13 era tuli nyumba ya moyo mtukufu
kwa watu
mesuliyo kuna
wibali
tankubigiri bya watu
mutu
nawe bwa
gobo
tavwe buli
wabuda
mukisera kino kama
abasingo
okweta bali ne nyonta
nenjara
ye kigambo
cyo era
cyo tuva tucyusa ebisingo
bungi ebiretedwa
mu nyumba yo
ukuteka
wo TV
kuri
uko kutusa ako abantu bo abita ge kigambo cyo mu nyumba yo
munsi
yo na era nogo muri mu gwebyo
ebiretedwa
mu nyumba yo
tukwebaza
mukama olwabeyamye
ne batuka
tukiriza naba beyama ate banatukiriza obatumire malaika wo ali mubulizi suliyo kutano malaika arabira obweyamo ayo muyize bitu bino eko tugabira omukisanira ero tuongere yongereko na tusobola tukiriza pita ekyokubiri esule esooka onyulwa okusatu agamba nti buyinza bubwa katonda bwatu ebina betwetaaga obulamu buno ne mukuweereza ne mukwongera okukutegeera era tumanyi tunaabikozesa mulamu buno ne mukwongera okukutegeera era ne mukuweereza mwebale mukama kubanga otuma omwoyo wo ne bikolebwa ne bamalayika abo abatuukiriza ekigambo kyo tusabye byonna olinnya lya mukama waffe yesu amiina.
You can bring and we give. If you have something to suggest or to add and speak of what you're going to give,
you're
accepted to remain standing here and then you speak something. It may be an encouragement. It can be moving on to help us to give us wisdom in one way or the other. And we thank God
who
has enabled us.
Indeed,
we shouldn't be weakened.
You know,
from the other time some we
had,
God's brought other brethren of ours that they can make the television and we make the radio.
And
we said it is finished. What can we pledge now? And we give why?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's remain giving. God help those our brethren.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That
God can help our brethren also. That he fulfills. There are still holding things. A few of them.
Let's
remain do as we meant to do.
For
God to bring those our brethren. And a place to sell of the other land to bring for television. We should not return and we say it is done.
There are
still things we take away from the way and they fulfill that pledge. Is it not that? Remember God
is bringing it. Made
us determined in minutes of strength. Have you understood me well? Lest
those
still holding is still selling them being blessed. And it is caught on in them.
We have transferred
the other land to the names of the sister. Our sister has not made it today. But the brothers represented him here. Changing, they asked 10 millions.
But
the land was in their father's names. And the father left it to the Attorney General. All land titles are in the Attorney General's names.
Didn't
want to change to put these down.
They've
asked 10 million. As you know, as they looked in, the land is in plenty of money. Those who transfer said, no, we sell, we want something. Give us some money. We make paperwork to transfer. Something small.
But
us asked 50 million.
But
because we still stand here, they reduced the money.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
know, when you reach the land, is so highly valued. They took those who transfer it. They salivated over it.
But
they looked 350 acres. Each acre is worth 250. And they counted billions of money. And they said no.
We took money.
We shall not write it.
They
asked 50 million initially.
We said,
Lord, know these people. Now they ask 10 millions. Now we hope ourselves are to help them transfer names of those things.
We ourselves as church. I think you see what you still have to do.
Blessings
come, but God said no.
You
still have a portion to do.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
You
know, they told me. People may think maybe go sign an agreement
of
what's been given out as church. Have you heard that problem there? Now when you say still God left some people for you to see these people,
I'm going to bring
and have a part to play on it.
See how
God gives you land of Canaan.
It
leaves there the Canaanites in it.
They
first fight, chase them out of it.
Then
take it.
Lord,
why did you give me and you've chased them out first? Then you'll honor that nation that I've given you. He brought them. Yet that is
happening.
They need help from us. Have you seen that?
Canaan
is given you. But they are Canaanites.
You
must chase them out of there.
They
are not for the woman. They know and they believe it.
Wrote
a letter to transfer
into that name
of the Lord brought here.
But
she loves with her heart. We shouldn't retard.
We too must gather
300 million.
If she brings 500 to her,
our 300 has to be there. Whether she brings 500
is
up to her. For the land is much
value.
And is of value.
And
right here on Tebe Road. God brought her, isn't that? But think what did he do to we ourselves? You think what did he do to us?
That
God, you done it finished. We no more pledge. What we raise then?
See how
transfer
in 2022
after the elections.
A point
never happens.
And now
you
imagine
God to challenge us.
He
put the thing before us. And it can come out tomorrow. And you have to put it tomorrow. Did you bring them?
It
means you're working now. And there's no hope at all.
It
brings a big thing. Working you've been doing.
Drew God
bring the big one.
Na ye,
but
God wanted
to get wicked in the way we did things.
He
attached a condition for us. You two first help them. They transfer the things.
But
they are putting it like 70 million themselves.
A land
which finishes the village. When we go there, we drive a car to visit the entire land. To move around it.
But
not the village right here.
But he brought them.
Now they are among us. And they love us.
If just
come, you may think they came long.
That
God just challenged us. But me, I looked, put it there.
Still
on agenda, we raised 300 million.
Otherwise,
read there. Leave it there. Is it not that? Let's remain on track. Don't say it's done deal. It is done.
Oh!
Those who may go sleep on their pledging. And they forgot the pledge they have to fulfill. You have to fulfill the pledge. Put it for you. Why did I pledge when it's to bring? I've left it. He left that as a test also. I'm Prophet John. Praise him, the Father, great in counsel.
You
counsel the good seasons to us. Praise him, the Lord Jesus. The one mighty to save.
You
saved me and you. Praise him, the Holy Spirit.
Leads
us creations of God. I thank God for all. I thank God for the work moving on. And it clearly seen with our eyes. I thank God when we were in Entebbe. Elder Margaret brought a suggestion. Let's group ourselves. And we got that thought. We gathered as people of Kitende. But as women, husbands didn't appear. But I reached them. But we as women, the rest are there, we've represented them. We've gathered in this month 557,000.
Okay.
May God bless you. What a challenge. And we are going to keep doing that. And we keep it till the television is on. Glory and honor is back to God. May God bless you. Thank you for doing that work.
Men.
You have men there.
They are there.
Did they gather today? I will wait you on Sunday as they come.
But
others from different places. You didn't group yourselves. We left that to you, we say it. You mobilize yourselves in your part where you come from. Let me tell you one thing.
Katonda.
God.
Samwe pati kako.
I did attach myself to him.
Nenzira walieri.
And I went there.
Nemukabira jangu
kwe mukama. I cried, "You come, God."
Nedda katonda yeja.
God is the one who came himself.
Nanjigirize okubera naye.
Taught me to be with him and move with him. And I know.
Ngabuli chayogera.
Everything is speaks.
Chigenda kule banokira obwe tukiroza.
Be done beyond how we speak. Think of it.
Kubanga.
Four.
Samwe pati kako.
I did attach myself on him.
Sacha rumune impulidanga njagara muweleza kuba nali sikimanyi.
Wake up, felt I want to serve him, if I didn't know that.
Nayi yamanyanga ndi muweleza bulungi.
You am a good servant.
Yamanyanga ndi muweleza bulungi
najja. I will yendi. Serve him well and he came my way.
Nechitukira nti sinze na mulonda.
Came to pass, I didn't choose
Nayi
him.
Yanoda.
But he chose me.
Sinze na munonya.
I didn't look for him.
Nayi yanoda.
He looked for me.
Nzi nali sinache
mumanyi. I knew nothing of him. I had no religion on it. I was Catholic, no Protestant. I wasn't a wizard. I wasn't born again. Made me hanging right there.
You know,
when you're nothing, you attach to yourself.
You didn't copy just the thing
of serving God. I copied it from no one. He himself taught it to me.
And
I know well, if
he
taught me,
don't make
a mistake in his ministry.
Perfect trainer.
For he's the perfect trainer.
He trained
me himself.
Perfect trainer.
Leave alone
nini.
The perfect trainer himself. Training you his works.
That's
why approved works are to be done in their rightfulness.
I knew
nothing of him. I didn't follow him before. I
have
not studied of his word. I was
in
my things. I was doing kung fu training. Some are shooting, kickings. And I'm there in the field. I had my field in the forest.
It
came a sound of God. And I prayed for him. I said, still, I don't know you. If I
have
prayed, well, you've heard it, I don't know.
But
me, I've prayed it for you. In our way, I sat when I wrapped my feet like this. As you know, kung fu men, how they are. That is how I was. I prayed my things. After I somersaulted, I kicked, and I made block boxing.
And
I was in kung fu of different type, which involved snake type,
monkey style, chiboko,
chanku, all the types. All of them, I did them. If you are to go, you go to that village. Ask them the boy. They called Zira Balonat. The one they say that my mother, when she bathed, she saw many problems. And they said the sorrow comes to the one who has been bathed. If I wasn't
both,
I wouldn't have seen this problem. When I grew, I told her, woe unto you when you're not with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
you leave a village and you go to another. I was in that. I
move in sticks.
I find acting stubborn. I beat. I wanted to stand for the weak. That is how I was. Even playing football.
But
if you mess me in the field, I drag you outside. I first beat you. And they always gave me red cards. A few histories which I can tell you.
We
reached a point in the journey of heaven.
See,
how could they see me somersaulting in the sky? One day we were at Lungoja. I told it to Pastor David. He thought I was lying. I took him the field. I did the old to him again. I brought him to the training, teach him.
In 2013.
I told my wife, I couldn't believe that I was that. But I thought to become an assassin. I wanted to become a president's man. I am a specialist into those who strangle those who attack him. They are the things I was. But what's the surprise? I watched them on screen. I trained them to myself. I did them. I made
an
entire book with images. This is learning in all levels.
And
God said this one. My gift of making the Bible and
doing
all the things there, taking it elsewhere. Come here, bring my
gift.
He took me there. Just seeing I've done, learned it. And I
used
to learn. For I would see something and I learn it. If you make monkey style, I look to the field. How has he done it? I go back, you find me do the same thing. How did he fly in the sky? Me too, I learn it. I somersault up. You ask teacher Eddie. Teacher Eddie. He was much in those things. One day when we were here, I chased him from those things. He told me the way to chase him. First, just show him you were in them. I showed him beyond what he knew.
Teacher Eddie nabiteka ina
Teacher Eddie put down his seat.
This
man was in the thing.
He changed. Now
himself he changed.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
If you say you are
a
man, you know
more than me.
I
didn't smoke cocaine
and
other smokings. I didn't smoke them.
But I can
move with
those who smoke cocaine
and they smoke it.
And I beat it for
smoking cocaine.
But
I've been in them. They smoke, I look at them.
And I want to show them cocaine can
handle nothing.
It doesn't give strength. Drink it, then I beat
you and you've smoked this. Praise the Lord. Testify that when you pledge with the Lord, God fulfills. Sometime back,
but it was not a guarantee.
They told me at the work I had 3 trips negative na chikakasa.
Me
in my heart I pledge with God that if these trips are successful,
for when you travel
they give you upkeep to help you.
Me,
I pray that whatever will come out,
I'll
get tithe and offering.
Whatever remains, I divide into half. The first trip,
when the trip was soaked,
it
seemed as if it's not happening.
Hati twali nagenda babiri
eyatekayo
request yagenda tuka ngate yeba muganyi.
The one who put a request reached and they rejected her.
Atenza atali yonga atekayo.
They are putting it.
Zenebanzi kiriza.
And they accepted me.
Hati ate mutima gwe ngamba yi Esther. Ngagwe nendoza nti omulala gamba why me and why not the other. Atenga zesali yonga
atekayo. When I wasn't there.
Katinga all I'm saying is that each time you pledge within your heart, the Lord quickens. Wanga automatically tetwali nagenda na yengerinze bwenaitamu.
Chengamba tibuli was uweyama o yangu iliza kwa mukama okola. Wanga ye tea nyingira mubintu ebe na ebya itamu.
When I was not even there in the first place. At first point, I thought maybe I was very unfair. The fact that how can I come later on and soka yo.
Ogwaso kanaloza sicha wenkanya kubasali yate abaliyo nebatawawa.
Kati atechila, sometimes after doing that, the devil keeps giving you word.
Ate womalo college omubistana ayogere bigambo joli.
So you have to be very strong. Kubanga na malo zifu na mutima wakanenga ezwa sente nyingi kati nzengenda siga zaachi.
So when I got man, I said as much, what am I going to remain with then?
Ya wakati nejenda in case anything happens, nenduka yunga sina zinkomia what happened.
And if I go and I don't get money back to where I'm going.
Ida na gendo tuke burundi na booking a flight in Twala.
And when I reached Burundi, I booked a flight to go. I didn't get a return.
I knew I
would pass Rwanda by road.
Then when took Rwanda,
then I bought from Rwanda.
When took Burundi,
and I reached Burundi,
Rwanda and Burundi by in a conflict. There was no way I could
Rwanda,
come through.
Burundi had a conflict. You can't cross to Rwanda.
And
the voice said, "You gave money. What are you going to use back?" I felt a
conviction. I pledged.
The good I gave the money before you traveled.
But
if I went with it,
maybe
I wouldn't have given it. How will you go back to Uganda?
I reached Burundi.
They cared of me.
They have booked for me another flight from Burundi to Rwanda. And then I will connect from Rwanda to
for
here.
Me and for me ao.
Nemberao. Ningamba mukama atieka kubantu favor how can someone go and request for a journey ni bamugana gwatabadde wono jane bajikuwa
omuntu aiza ati ogena na saba ne bamumate gwatagenze ne bakuwa
kadwana just to encourage us that when you pledge, keep the pledge, but the devil will keep speaking to you that don't do it,
just stick to it.
And the Lord will be with you. Thank you.
Thank you. She brought the pledge before she moved on.
But
you tell me the battle was right there.
Battles
between her and the Holy Spirit to help her. But school all finished. Did you go
on
another flight?
But
this time they give you much. And it didn't end on that. Brought us the journey of heaven. We move on to know him. And we overcome. I've come to make a pledge. I'm called teacher Rita Bosa. I teach matures in the spirit. I've come to represent those. We don't know the mature. The Sunday school. The spirits are mature, bodies are young. That's why she's called the mature in spirit.
Some
time back we've been raising money, want to get a new uniform. And I told each to bring 3,000 shillings. But God has been good through the parents. And we raised 110,000 on Sunday. And they said no. Let's put our money on the television. And we thank God for tomorrow we shall fulfill that pledge. I think you hear. Now it comes. And the apostle eats it. But God can see. See whether I slap them how many slaps.
Even
money of the young ones, they have raised to clothe in the uniform, and they say we give it on television.
And
go aside, you get pork.
And
eat money of younger as the apostle, and you eat pork. But you to give me money of pork that I don't eat of the young ones.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I
will not eat for the young ones. We thank God for that. Are there others? Most we pledged already. We wait to fulfill just. Is it not that? We wait to fulfill. Any other? Pray God helps you fulfill and don't get weakened.
And
don't put much on the foot of the other brethren where they are to do.
Contribution,
but know that contribution too came.
Go
to fulfill what is shown, brethren, where there is Pastor Winnie. Pastor Winnie's brought plenty of money to make television.
Deborah.
Prophet Deborah, I'm bring money in a dimension. She awoke remembering only that dimension. Another dimension. But we saw of that dimension.
Perhaps
there's still another more dimension.
Some
say that's the last dimension.
Why is there dimension?
They may come another dimension. And we find we are having 800 millions.
Amen.
And
they say,
mine. Where did you get all that?
Auntie,
for because.
God can tell us.
Don't want a television begin on Uganda level. I want it beginning
international.
We got that 800 million once. Those who hear us outspeak, those people, they wonder.
They get,
pick them, we don't know.
They
hear us aside as we planning.
Everything
we plan, they
absent.
But they wonder and they happen. But they see us, we enter here. And they see there are no much who are rich in there. But they say, I was working in UNRWA, I stole money from there. Now it's what I'm injecting here. All that will finish what they speak. And they prove it is God working. Glory and honor is to Him. Stand on your feet. We leave this place and we move on.
We'll
see what God's prepared us that side.
May
the grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all the brethren and the peace forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
The
Spirit of the Lord
move
on be in you and protect your entire life and all your things.
Hear
the posts of angels on your side. They move to serve you, fight wars, wrestle the evil Satan.
Babiimirize bulungi, tweyongere okubeera n'ebintu
wetu
mu bulamu buno,
n'okuweereza
Katonda,
ne
mu kwongera okumutegeera,
omukisa
gwa Katonda,
gutambulire
ku bulamu
obwo,
okugobererenga mu buli kifo kyonna, n'okuganja okungi.
Amen. Amen.